longer.
I know, but this is such a minor matter that I don't think it's worth fooling with, because they were under the impression, they said they'd had two communications saying that this was on the way up, the $1 million and so forth. They marked up this morning, and they said Mahon went down to the White House and blocked it. Well, Mahon didn't
block
it.
Let me check.
Mahon said, as you know, that that I would...
I have never made any decision, and I just wish I could make them quit talking. And I don't believe they said that. I believe it's some misunderstanding. Holland is a kind of a blackmailer. He's a real red-hot blackmailer. He just goes after what he wants, and if you don't give it to him, he's just biting south.
Well, Mike,
and I would give him the time of day if I could avoid it.
Max Manitoles, or whatever his name is, Mike, of course I know Mike. They had called Mike, and...
Who is they?
Spessard said that he... Spessard called me all upset. He said, Mahon, they were sending up the estimate. They notified us. We have a copy of it. And then they understand, we understand from Mike Manitoles, I don't want to get Mike in difficulty, that you had asked the president not to do this. They could work it out otherwise.
I haven't talked to Mike Manitoles or another human since I talked to you. Let me check the budget, see what it is, and I'll get back to you. I'll talk to you when you get back. What?
You want to stay on there a certain time
this afternoon? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, whenever they...
They'll call you.
Okay.
Waiting.